This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Don't forget, 10 o'clock this morning for your chance to get those tickets, man. They go on sale to the public. It's Alice in Winterland. Benson Boone in concert. We're going to be at the Fillmore December 5th, and tickets on sale this morning. I think they're going to sell out.
Oh, within minutes, for sure.
I think they are. I think they're going to be gone, so you better jump in. I was waiting on Jamie to get back. I forgot her name there for a minute, but I was waiting on her to get back because I wanted to address this thing with Liz, the girl from the bar bingo on Wednesday that put the big old lip lock on Spadil that's supposedly infatuated with him, but I don't know. Things are looking a little iffy right now, I think. Don't you, Spadil?
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like she's infatuated on my end.
No.
Seems like it's gone south.
Yeah. I feel like I put like some effort forward into being like, hey, I'm interested in getting to know you. Like, this would be fun. We should talk, go out on a date, and then crickets.
All right. Well, Jamie was starving, so she ran down to Nora's Cafe.
I'm excited to see what she brings back, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see what kind of food they got.
Yeah, Nora's only been there for like 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Well, go down there and buy something.
I'm not hungry right now.
Okay. But, all right, so when she comes back, then we'll get into the Liz thing for you because she's got a good take on this, and you know, she knows probably a little bit more details than I know, and so we'll get to that in a few minutes. Did you see the video of the guy that was warning everybody that if you have an EV and you were a part of this storm that happened in Florida, the South, Georgia, North Carolina, the big hurricane that went through, that if you have an EV, don't start it up. Wait for somebody to come tow it because that thing is dangerous.
It makes sense, though, because I saw that Tesla in the garage that just caught fire when it was flooding.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think.
And that was crazy.
You wouldn't think that everybody within that zone that was anywhere connected with salt water or even any water as far as that goes, you wouldn't think that every EV is now ruined.
Dude, they're even warning you if you had like an EV scooter.
Yeah.
Anything.
Everything.
Yeah.
If it has a lithium ion battery in it, no matter what it is, and it got wet during the hurricane, it's no good.
I wouldn't trust it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And they said there's like 6 house fires so far.
They're telling everybody that if you drive an EV and it got wet during this hurricane, because a lot of that water got sucked up into the hurricane. Some of it can be salt water that picked up over the Gulf of Mexico. They're saying get rid of the car, man.
One of the threats that we're very concerned with is lithium-ion battery technologies. That's EVs, golf carts, scooters. These devices do not mix well with salt water. We've had 16 fires already in the Pinellas, Tampa Bay area from EV-related flood effects where the device has caught fire, and we had some circumstances where the house has actually burned down. The EVs, about 6 of them so far, have set houses on fire. If you own an EV, if it did have flooding, the best thing you can do is call your insurance company and then have it towed away.
That guy should be a car salesman.
Yeah.
He's good, right? If you've got one, get rid of it. You're going to burn your house down. 16 fires already. Wow. Can you imagine? I mean, every golf course, Florida is nothing but golf courses, okay? Every golf course, their carts are ruined.
That's going to be a nightmare for
all
these
millions of dollars. Yeah.
Millions and billions, baby. Who knows? Hundreds of millions. It's unbelievable. That whole EV thing, man, it's scary, isn't it?
It's not, really
not just
scary.
The cars, but I'm just talking about batteries that we have plugged in at home. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I should unplug everything.
Yeah. Right, with the lithium, yeah. Don't even have your iPhone if you're near saltwater.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, Jamie should be back from Nora's Cafe. She's got to pick up a sandwich. Then we'll get into this. The girl from Bar Bingo. The love story between Spadil and Liz.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, wow. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Wow. I didn't know, Jamie. Wow. I didn't know. I just knew that you'd been gone for a long time.
It didn't like dawn on you? Like,
no. Hey, let's ask Spadil because he has no idea. Okay. What do you think happened, Spadil?
To Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it took a long time to cook a panini or whatever she ordered at Nora's.
Take another guess.
I left here at 7:30. It's been a half an hour.
I have no idea.
No card.
Oh.
Didn't think of that.
I've been sitting down there for 30 minutes. I went to the 10th floor. Yeah. I banged on the door for, I don't know, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then my hand started to hurt. Oh. I was just banging, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And so then I went back down to the first floor. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll take the stairs because I feel like maybe I could get here through the stairs or something.
You need a code.
Well, I'm glad I didn't take those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm missing from the lobby and you guys obviously will come down and find me, then I don't want to be in the stairwell. Well, you didn't come in yet.
Didn't think of it, Jamie. Yeah, didn't.
Yeah. No, I know that. Yeah. I was sitting down there with Nora.
We would have been there in a heartbeat, but we just didn't think of
Nora
it.
Nora owns the little deli, so it was just Nora and I. And then out of nowhere, like it was like a saint, like, oh, our boss, Micah.
Shows up.
Yeah, he walks through the door. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Oh my God, thank you so much!
I've been trapped out here for hours."
You know, we would have gone till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we would have
seen her on her way home.
What did she order?
We would have never.
Yesterday, I went out to the cabin, and all I had all day long was one hot dog over the fire. Right, so I've been starving all day, and I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just go down and grab Nora, and I've never gone down there, so I didn't take my card or my phone.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah. And then that made me sad because you guys didn't care.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
It was taking a long time.
Carson cared. He wanted to see what you got.
He I was excited to see what you bring back.
All right. Well, I got some fruit. I got a poppy seed muffin, and I got some cookies.
You know, I even said, because we did a break while you were gone, and I said, what's taking her so long? She's been down there forever.
Yeah, sure have.
She should be back soon.
I did see
but it never even dawned, and nobody texted. Nobody said, hey, maybe she's stuck.
Yeah. Well, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Here's the top five news reports. The dock workers or whatever, they went back to work.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's number one.
Christmas is saved.
Woo! Yeah. Number two, I guess Israel hit Beirut with the new supposed Hezbollah leader. So they hit there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number three, for the fifth time, Tesla has recalled the Cybertruck for the fifth time.
Oh,
yeah. They say that it's falling apart. The accelerator doesn't work. The windshield wipers don't work. And it's basically a piece of crap.
Yep.
And I forgot what four and five were. Let me get back to it. Yeah, whatever.
I'm sure Garth Brooks is in there somewhere.
Yeah. I don't probably. Think I saw him. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Spadil. I was waiting on you to get back so we can explain this Liz thing with Spadil.
Okay.
Simply because we've had several texts, and we realized that, you know, who's listening to our program right now may not have heard us talking about this at 6:20 this morning. All right, so Liz is this girl from Bar Bingo. She was infatuated, I'll say she is. I won't, say that it's over. But she is infatuated with Spadil. And they let us know that at Bar Bingo. Well, Jamie called her up to the front of the staging area. Spadil went down there. They locked lips.
Tonsil hockey. Yeah. They macked out like Mac Daddy.
Spadil even went back in for more of his face. He didn't want it to be over. He would have stood there and just all night long with her. But anyway, they did the thing. Then they had a couple of texts that night. How you doing? I'm fine. You okay? Everything's good. Hi there. Midnight. And then she went silent. So the next morning, being yesterday morning, he hadn't heard from her.
He wrote, good morning.
Yeah. Tried to get it all sparked up again, but she didn't reply to anything. And I said she had sobered up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That she was drunk, didn't know what
Which
the hell she was doing.
Kind of mean,
and
but
regretted
whatever.
It that morning. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but you heard from her at 10 o'clock yesterday morning after the show.
I did. Yeah. So I said good morning to her, and then she wrote back, thanks for such a fun night. And then I said, no, thank you. Sorry I got busy. I was hoping to hang out at your table between rounds. And then she said, oh, don't be sorry. What a fun time, though. My first bar bingo. You guys killed it. And then I asked her if she would want to hang out on Saturday or tomorrow or today.
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, I hope you had a good day. The show today cracked me up. Well, yes, would love to hang out, but let me check my schedule and see if I can get coverage. I work at a sports bar, and I'm scheduled to work this weekend, but I will keep you posted. Thanks so much for texting me.
The end.
All right.
And that now, says the end to me.
Jamie and I have taken this text, and we've analyzed it for him, okay? Dissected this thing, okay? All right, let's back up to where she said, where you said to her, would you like to go out somewhere today or tomorrow, okay, when you got some time?
Uh-huh.
She immediately, in her next reply, she immediately changed the topic to how much of a good time she had at Bar Bingo, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the show.
Not good. Not good. She enjoyed the show yesterday.
Yes.
Which means, which if you read into it more, now I didn't say this earlier, that means she was really up that entire time we talked about it and heard everything we said about not texting you, and she never texted.
I didn't even think about that one.
Now think about that for a minute. Yeah. She said, great show yesterday. If she texts you this at 10 o'clock, she didn't hear the podcast. Right. She heard the actual show yesterday and still didn't text you.
Yeah.
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 Not good.
No.
Number one.
Then Jamie brought up the fact.
Well, then let's go to number two, which is I'm super busy.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
Yeah, number two is I'm super busy.
I work all the time.
I work so much. Instead of just going, well, you know what? I actually am working from 8 a.m. I'm in a sports bar. So I'm actually working from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., but I can do something at 6.
Yeah, because if you're actually interested in someone, you will tell them, like, hey, I want to hang out with you. This is when I have time to
hang
out.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I only have an hour, but I have to go back to work.
Or what about come to the sports bar?
Yeah, football's but nobody great, really
man.
Likes
just come
that.
In and say hi.
I don't want you to come to my work.
That would be kind of awkward, too, because then all of her waitress buddies
Yeah, that's
are
a bad idea.
All
right, moving on. Yeah. Look, anyway, no, that's a bad
just
idea.
Just an idea.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're bad. So...
Not with me. I'm Dr. Love. I don't love what I see it.
So she didn't even give you like a timestamp of like where there's a possibility.
Yeah, no.
It was just shut down with I'm super busy.
Yeah.
And then the in part to me was, thanks for texting me, meaning I'm done texting. Thanks for texting me.
Yeah, it's very pat-pat.
Like, yeah. Great to see you again.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you later.
I have a feeling. She's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. I know she is. And you know what? And remember what I said. I don't like her. And she's not good enough for my Schmidel.
No.
Thank you.
And here's the thing, Schmidel. She's listening right now. And I'm going to tell you right now. And you've not heard from her this morning, right? No. Right?
No, I've not heard from her.
Okay. Right.
Sorry.
Where are you?
The questions get harder.
Yeah. No.
He's waiting for the text.
He's reading the one that said, obviously you were a horrible kisser.
Yeah.
That's what he's obsessed with.
I didn't see that one. I was going to point it out.
Yeah.
Here's my guess.
She doesn't remember it.
She's got a boyfriend.
Oh, that could be.
She's got a boyfriend.
She wanted like a little midnight rendezvous and then nothing else?
No. No, I'm not saying that. I mean, you're taking it to
me at midnight. Isn't that a new text?
No. I'm telling you, she's got a boyfriend. She's now sober, realizing that she's into a little hot water here. You know, you want to hook up. She's got to figure a way to sneak over to see you, whatever. But
just too much
somebody,
work. You're just too much
work. Yeah, there's too much. She's got to work you into the equation of something already going on.
Yeah. I don't feel like it's that. I just feel like it was fun for the minute. But Schmidl gets really like into people. You know, he falls hard. And I feel like she read into the text like, oh, my God, already he's just asking me out like, oh, hi, good morning. Hey, let's go out.
Like, give it a couple days.
Yeah, like we didn't get to simmer.
But I feel like she came, the first thing that she said when she saw me was, hey, I want to give you my phone number. So then, like, she's the one.
She pursued it first.
Yeah, exactly.
She was aggressive.
And I don't feel like I'm over pursuing compared to what she's already done.
Yeah, even with the kiss, she overdid it. The kiss.
Okay,
I mean, she went in.
Let's make alcohol the factor there, okay? Because sometimes all of us get really brave with alcohol.
Like with courage.
Yeah.
I've said that from the beginning. She sobered up.
Yeah, so.
She came to her senses.
I just.
Bottom line, Schmidl, if she
I think she's afraid. And I think this show is intimidating.
Yeah, it is. Her name's been thrown around for a couple days now.
And then what if it goes bad? And then, like, does she really want it to be, like, smeared all over the place?
Yeah.
I mean, BJ ruins lives. We know
he
that.
He does.
What did I do?
You've ruined a million of my relationships. You've ruined my friendships.
How did I ruin this?
The paddleboard. Oh, well, not this, but the paddleboard thing.
Yeah, remember, he never talked to me again.
That's got nothing to do with this situation. I didn't do anything.
Because she's aware of how you ruin lives. Yeah. She's very aware of it.
If she listens, she knows.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to using the hashtag schmaliz.
Schmazil.
Okay, all of this is stupid. Zil. This is all stupid.
Zil doesn't make sense. Schmaliz does.
Liz, backwards is zil.
Remember?
Dil.
Yeah.
Schmazil. Whatever, we'll use yours. Baby.
It ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter. She's sober now.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got him.
There you go. There's the update.
It's over.
Oh, hey, God. Speaking,
did you tell some woman that you wouldn't date anybody with kids?
Dude, I don't remember doing that at all.
That's and another controversy this morning.
I've been going through all my old DMs looking for things from 2 years ago. I can't find this girl saying
so
that.
So here's what BJ is talking about. We got a text and it said, hey, I just wanted to know if Liz ever contacted Schmadil. I wanted to date him. I reached out to him, but we talked a little bit and then he said to me point blank, oh, sorry, I don't date any women that have children. Now, how old are you?
34.
So if that is true, in fact, that you say you don't date any women with children, you know, your window of like...
Yeah, it's real small.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're shooting for a 19-year-old.
Oh.
I would date, I think, someone whose kid is like sixth grade or older or something around that age, but like toddlers and stuff.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Now he has an age limit. You either do or you don't. Now they have to be in sixth grade.
Zero to six.
This is easier for me to deal with. I don't know.
Liz, you did yourself a favor, girl.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Listen to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello.
What was that?
I have no idea.
That was weird.
It just started and it stopped.
Yeah, okay. The computers are whack today. They are just whack-a-doodle.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Everything just stops all of a sudden.
It's weird.
I don't get it.
Yep.
Anyway, Joker, it's out.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
The trial of the century.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, no.
Take my hand, stay here, my friend.
The sounds of Lady Gaga. I guess the movie's not very good.
Yeah, it's getting horrible reviews, actually. They're saying it's just a flop. They're also saying it's just like the original movie, only with the ad of Lady Gaga just singing a song.
Yeah, and it could ruin her career.
Yeah, it did say that, didn't it?
That's a bad movie when it can ruin your career.
No kidding.
Not good at all.
That's really bad.
Oh, what do we do? What do we do? I've been waiting for this movie for a year.
Yep, and it's out now, right? It was out last night? Okay.
Yeah, it came out last night. Another story that's out there is, I guess, a lot of fans are upset with Oasis because their ticket prices are so high.
I had two Oasis tickets in my basket after queuing for 7 hours on Saturday, and I decided not to buy them. This was because of Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing, meaning that instead of it being £150, which was already quite expensive for a ticket, it was asking for £350.
They're saying tickets here in the US are going for $900.
But what's the Ticketmaster thing? What is that?
They have ticket price
No, but what's that?
It's basically on demand. Like, whatever the demand is.
Oh, that's how they do it? That is crazy. Because she used a specific word, whatever that ticket
is. Dynamic pricing.
Dynamic, yeah. I wondered what that was. So it's just.
Do they do that in the U.S.?
Yes, they do. That was part of the Taylor Swift controversy.
Wow.
I thought they were going to stop all that.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought they were, going to crack down on it.
Yeah.
Man, is that not gouging?
No kidding.
It definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because they set a hard price, and then they're like, oh, like 10,000 more people want to buy this than we thought. And then they add like hundreds of dollars
to
your ticket price.
So let's jack it up.
Yeah. There's like a lumber company showing up at the hurricane site.
But does like the artist get part of that? Or how does that? I know you guys don't know either.
I'm sure they do.
I would just be like, wait, you guys are making $300. I'm only making, $150 off of it. But you guys just added it up.
They've got to make extra on it.
I don't know.
Or they would be totally against that, you would think, right?
I don't know how it works.
I don't get the Oasis craze. Look, I mean, if you want to pay that money for the ticket, it's all on you. I personally think a better deal is Alice in Winterland.
Well, it sure is.
Without a doubt.
I do. I think it's a better ticket.
And we're only an hour and a half away.
It's a pretty good segment.
That was good. That was really good. I was like, is he doing this? My God. Our boss is going to be so jazzed.
I wish he were in town to hear it.
I know. He's not. He's out of town.
But he doesn't listen on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. So tickets do go on sale today at 10 a.m. for Alice in Winterland. Winterland? What was winter? It's winter. Winterland. And it's with Benson Boone, Adasha, and we're going to announce another artist October 18th, again at 10 a.m. this morning. It's going to sell out for sure.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Odyssey app, free app for your phone. Podcast will be there later on today. Hey, I got an idea about something, Jamie.
What's that?
To make us money. Money.
All right.
We've been looking for ways to make money on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
All right. I saw yesterday, and I shared this on my Twitter feed, and it's satisfying videos that are making tons of money. And these are really boring videos, but people cannot stop watching, okay? And I thought of something that you were going to do yesterday that it might just work. All right, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Number one on the list is soap shaving.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, you saw that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you see the rest?
I did not.
Okay. All right. Let me go through another one. Honey harvesting.
Oh, okay.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. Paint spreading.
Paint spreading?
Yeah, like you put paint on like a canvas or something, and you just use, not a spatula, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You spread it, whatever.
Yeah, anyway, happy little trees. Right?
Anyway, with all this, I'm thinking about you mining for gold. Might be a catch that could make some money with videos. And because all you do is reach down, pull up the rocks, shake them, see if there's gold, toss it, and do it over again. And that video might make us millions of dollars.
Why are you part of it?
Creek.
Why are you part of it?
I don't own the property.
Well, do. Like you shouldn't be any part of this.
I'm just saying, it's my idea.
But you said it'll make us million. No.
It's my idea.
Yeah, well,
I get a little kickback, don't I? I'll take 10%.
I was like, why are you in all this?
Apparently not.
Yeah. No, I'm doing all the work.
Yeah. I could come out maybe and shoot one video.
You know what? You couldn't even drive on that road. I'm telling you. Even our boss said that you shouldn't go there.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. No, I agree with you. I agree. Oh, look. This one is lipstick sanding.
Lipstick sanding?
Yeah. You take a lipstick, you the whole thing, you roll it out, and then you put it up next to a sander, and it just slowly chisels it down.
Okay.
People are watching.
This is so dumb. I mean, lipstick sanding.
Okay, all right. I get what you're saying. I thought at first you were saying, BJ, you're so stupid. You're so dumb.
Well,
no, that's not.
No, right. I wasn't saying that. I was
saying you. You're saying these things.
No, I was
are
saying
dumb.
You bringing it up on the air is also dumb. Yeah, all of it. Just really like everything. Talking about things that nobody can see. Cool.
Going home. Where's my donut?
Oh my God. Did you see that donut had bacon all over it?
Yeah.
And I'm going home.
By the way, our friends at Desert Donuts, yeah. They brought us donuts, and this one donut is glazed and has bacon all over it.
Oh,
it
looks good. Right? They all look good.
Oh, my gosh.
He just, he's coming back in here, so I'll wait before I go home.
Oh, okay.
Get a break. Get a new donut. I don't want to leave with him coming back with the donuts.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.